Alan Tudge. Good afternoon.
G'day, Tom. How's it going?
Good. Now, I know that the job of parliamentary secretaries is to have a lot of the Prime Minister's work farmed out to them. Was it your idea to knight Prince Philip?
No, it wasn't my idea, Tom. And as you know, he consulted just with a handful of people in relation to that decision. My message on that is, let's just keep it into perspective. Unlike many of the Labor decisions, there was no millions of dollars wasted. There was no people drowning at sea or dying in fires as a result of that decision. It was a simple recognition of a bloke who, he has made a contribution over many decades, and I just think we need to keep it into perspective.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, it's not going to change our living standards one jot. It's not going to cost us any money. But, I mean, it is a bit odd. I mean, I don't want to spend much time on this, but it's just that the Prime Minister recreated the knights and dames, or the sirs and dames, the knighthoods, and it said they were for Australians. And, you know, the third one's been given to Prince Philip.
Tom, I'm a Republican, but I can understand the rationale behind the Prime Minister's decision there. But as he said at the press club today, in the future, there will be no unilateral decisions by him. Every single decision for all of the Australia Day awards will be made by the Australia Day Council.
Did you help Tony Abbott write today's speech?
I did not. He wrote it himself, largely with his team. There were some people who looked at it before it was delivered.
One of the key policy changes that came out, of course, was the dumping of the paid parental leave scheme in favour. He made reference to improved childcare and some sort of families package. Would you like to explain to us what was meant by that?
Yeah, that's right. So there was a decision to basically dump the paid parental leave scheme, which, as you know, Tom, is an expensive and a controversial scheme. Now,
but it was an election promise, though.
Yes, and in essence, the same objective is being pursued. The purpose of the paid parental leave scheme at the end of the day was to try to boost female participation in the workforce. Now, that can be done a number of ways. The paid parental leave scheme was one such way, but it's come to the conclusion that actually putting additional support for childcare is perhaps the better way. So we've signalled that we're going to have a broad-scale discussion with the community about how we can better improve childcare to make it more affordable to families, because we know over the last 6 or 7 years under the Labor Party, fees went up by 50%, making it unaffordable for so many people.
Well, but I mean, that's because there's a lack of places, so the places that there are seem to go up. But I mean, to me it seems obvious. I mean, I remember when we had our daughter, she's now five, but I mean, back when she was born, you know, the hardest thing for my wife going back to work was not her work itself, though I must say we're very flexible, and I really appreciated that about Channel 9. That's where she works. It was more being able to get someone or somewhere to mind our daughter. And you know, we ultimately had to rely upon relatives and a succession of different nannies because we simply couldn't get a childcare place. I mean, to me, that's the obvious way to help women to get back to work. If they know that their child is being well taken care of, they're more likely to go back to work a few days a week.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly right. Listen, I've got young kids. I've been in exactly the same situation with my wife, who works part-time as well. And it's a combination of two things, I think, Tom. One is actually having a place available for your child to go. But the other factor is the affordability of it. Now, in my instance, and I know with many, many families, it almost becomes unviable to work part-time for a woman particularly.
Yeah, because you lose
as
much money,
money yeah. on the childcare.
Okay, now, so are you going to do something about that?
So we've already had a Productivity Commission review into this, and we've got the draft report, and it makes a number of recommendations. But in essence, it's saying that we need a simplified system, and we need a system which is going to allow greater accessibility and more affordability for men and women to be able to put their children into the childcare centres so that they can go to work if they want to.
Okay, but again, so will you subsidise individual people? Will you pay for more government childcare centres to be open? What exactly is going to be the policy? Well, we don't know yet.
Well, we don't know yet, and as I said, the Prime Minister indicated today that the Productivity Commission report will guide our initial thinking. Now, in essence, what it recommends is that there be a simplified structure which makes a payment directly to the childcare centre of your choice, and in the process making it more simple and more affordable. So that's the broad concept which the Productivity Commission recommends, but we want to consult broadly with the sector, with the Australian public, before making any conclusions.
Well, again, I mean, this all sounds very welcome. Let's consult with people, let's accept that there's an issue here, and then try and find out the best way to deal with it. But, yep. I mean, you know, if I can be so bold, this is at odds with some recent policy making where it's been like, bang, it's now going to cost $7 to go to the doctor, or, you know, we're going to reduce doctors' subsidies by $20 or something like that, like, you know, throwing out of policies and then being aghast at the reaction, which, can I say, is quite redolent of the way, you know, Kevin Rudd used to govern. He'd just sort of throw things out there and people would be left to pick up the pieces. So is this a new change where you identify a problem, go out and work out the solution, bring people along, and then hopefully you get support for it?
That's exactly right. I mean, Tom, we made mistakes in the past, absolutely, but we have to learn from those mistakes. And one of the things which the Prime Minister is determined to do is to be more consultative with his colleagues, with stakeholders, and with the broader community.
Well, will that work? I mean, you know, today there are all sorts of negative polls, whether it was two-party preferred votes or Tony Abbott standing as Prime Minister. I think only 29% of people in one poll regard him as being suitable. I mean, do you think doing this will be enough to resurrect his fortunes?
Well, at the end of the day, Tom, though, being Prime Minister and being in government is not a popularity contest.
Well, but it is, though.
It is about, fundamentally, the Australian people want results. They want jobs. They want jobs. They want increased wages. They want their cost of living pressures down. Now, some of the results already achieved just in the last 16 months. Jobs growth was three times the rate last year than it was in 2013, for example. Housing approvals are at record levels at the moment. The boats have stopped, as you know.
Yeah,
the budget
is starting
to come under control.
Sure,
we're not
burdening our
children with
I accept some of these things, but you can't ignore the fact, you say it's not a popularity contest, but it is. I mean, I know polls are just polls, but they sort of give an idea of what people are thinking. And there is a popularity contest called an election in 2016. Now, you know, don't tell me you don't think about that.
Of course we do. And of course we look at the polls when they come out. And I think anybody who tells you otherwise is kidding themselves. We need to rebuild some of the trust, which I think that we've lost. And we need to start focusing precisely on the things that matter to everyday Australians. We've got to stop talking about ourselves, frankly. Stop talking about our internal machinations and focus on the Australian people.
Well, you do, because, I mean, again, once Julia Gillard and Kevin Rudd started to have this sort of speculation surrounding them, that was the end of it. I mean, it might have taken 6 months or 9 months or however long, but it still happened. Now, look, we saw Campbell Newman's government got, well, not obliterated, but, I mean, the Labor Party in Queensland went from 9 seats, you know, back up to it may well be the next government of Queensland. Do you think the electorate has now got far more short-term? I mean, here in Victoria, we had a Liberal government under Baillieu and then under Dennis Napthine, turfed out after one term. Campbell Newman, with a massive majority, turfed out after one term. I mean, is the whole electorate now demanding sort of instant solutions?
Well, I think the electorate is more volatile, and we've seen this progressively occur over many, many years now. There's a greater proportion of people who are swing voters, whereas in the past there was only a smaller number who were swing voters. And I think that politics is faster because you have a 24-hour media cycle, and there probably is a greater culture of instant gratification. Now, we'll take a very close look at what happened in Queensland. We need to learn the lessons from that. And I think one of the lessons is that we need to absolutely focus on what matters to the Australian people. Stop talking about ourselves, stop navel-gazing, and start and continue to deliver for the Australian people in jobs, in cost of living pressures, in national security. Those things which are the bread and butter for everyday Australians, and that's what we're determined to do.
Final question, will Tony Abbott lead the Liberal Party to the next election in late 2016?
Yeah, he will. I mean, my colleagues today would have seen an impassioned leader with a plan for the future, focusing on economic growth. They would have seen his concessions to do things differently, to consult more. And I think there was a realisation that you can't change leaders every 5 minutes like the Labor Party used to do.
Alan Tudge, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks so much, Tom.
Alan Tudge, Parliamentary Secretary to Tony Abbott. So it's all hands on deck. Looking forward, not looking back. No more talk of leadership speculation. I've got to say, I think there will be more talk on it, and a lot of it's coming from within the Liberal Party. Calls at the moment, it's 4:19.